Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 032, recorded on February 28th, 2011. Hey, how was your week? As I mentioned last week, I didn't have many students, so I had much needed time for non-music business stuff. It was really quite a welcome break. When I was recording last Monday, I don't think I had a real good accurate read on the snowfall that either was going on or we had had, and it turned out it was somewhere around 8 or 9 inches. It was much more than was predicted. Today, it's going to pour rain and get it up into the upper 40s and low 50s. And just the other day, I heard the first couple of spring birds outside in the morning. All winter, all I heard when I heard any birdie sounds outdoors, and you know, we back up to woods, so there's a lot of wildlife. All I had heard up until that time was the errant woodpecker and the occasional hawk. So, I don't know, I guess Punxsutawney Phil was right. It seems like spring might be knocking on the door. It's quite early to say that, I know, because we've had snow in this area of northern Jersey into April, and I think maybe in May once or twice. I have vague recollections. Anyway, so much for the weather. Last night was the 83rd Annual Academy Awards, or as we not in the film industry call it, Oscar Night. The Oscar for the best score went to Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross for the score of Social Network, and the best original song went to an old veteran songwriter, Randy Newman, for We Belong Together for Toy Story 3. Congrats to both, and it's a nice dichotomy, I guess is the word, to have the Social Network guys and Randy Newman win Oscars, both from very different ends of the musical spectrum, so that's always good to see. I don't know if you remember last week me mentioning the Experience Clapton contest. Well, it's ironic that no sooner had I mentioned it in last week's episode, then a Guitar Center sale booklet came in the mail, and guess what was on the back? Experience Clapton. Today there are only 4 students in the spotlight, which is almost everyone I taught last week. The question of the week is about water. You heard me right, it's about water. The news is about the presentation series from Taylor Guitars, and no, Bob hasn't sent me a guitar to review yet. Not yet. And the take note topic for today is Be Prepared, inspired by someone I saw and heard play yesterday. So let's get into the show. As usual, up next is the student spotlight. As I mentioned earlier, in this week's student spotlight, there are only 4 students. Arthur, Brad, Elliot, and Julia. Now, there was not a huge pool of students last week, but these 4 stood out from the rest. And although they're excelling at what they're working on, each of them has their own small area of challenge. And I'm taking this time to mention it, and I'm not going to mention what their individual challenges are. They know very well. But realize your progress as a musician can be contradictory. In other words, you might excel, your speed studies and your dexterity might be magnificent and far superior to a lot of other guitar players, and heaps better than you played last year. However, just because let's just say you're a speed whiz and your mechanics are great, that doesn't mean that because you're extraordinary at that there aren't other areas of your playing that need work. A lot of times people who are great technicians lack the ability to phrase properly because what they specialize in is speed, but their speed after a while is so monotonous that you almost lose the thrill of how fast you're hearing them play. So let me take this time to encourage you as a musician to look really critically at what is lacking in your playing. Is it that you're not rhythmically fluid and accurate? Is it that your phrasing is nil or not so great? Is it that you can bring someone to tears when you play, but you really don't have any speed at all? Your chops are gone, or you never had chops. Really, take a good critical look at what you play and how you play it, and make yourself a list of, do your strengths first, because that's always very encouraging. If you can do this impartially and very critically, the best way to assess this is record yourself practicing. That's the best way you can know where your strengths and where your weaknesses are. And then not just do it, and don't stop every time you record yourself, but record yourself playing, and then listen to it. And listen not just for where you're happy with it, but where you're uncomfortable with how inadequately you did in some area. Anyway, kudos to these four. You guys did great, but you know what you have to work on, so please apply yourselves. You just have very small things impeding your progress, which could be much greater if these things get worked on and cleaned up. So, good work. Let's move on to the unusual question of the week. This week's question of the week comes from Tara by email. She asked if tap water was okay for her humidifier or if it's better to use distilled water. Thanks for the great question, Tara. A Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick is in the mail and on its way to you. All I have to say is, well, at least somebody's listening to me babble about keeping your guitar humidified. No one has ever asked me this question before. I use tap water, although I always have distilled water in the house for an expensive iron. When I received this question, I did check with the manufacturers. I sent them email inquiries, and I have not heard anything back from them. If any of them reply, I'll be sure to let you know. Now that I'm thinking about it, if you have extremely hard water, as we do, it would probably lengthen the longevity of your humidifier if you use distilled water. I don't know if its lack of minerals, however, would have an adverse effect on your guitar. I can't imagine that it would, but I'm not an authority on that, so I'll just leave it there. The humidifiers I've had to replace were always breaking at the top, where the clip attaches to the plug. And I think that was just deterioration from handling and always bending it in that same spot. Now, with that said, I just want to clarify, the humidifiers that I have used for decades are the Dampit style ones. I think Grover also makes one that looks just like it, and I think maybe even Martin sells one that is the style of a Dampit, as opposed to the Planet Wave style that is made out of rigid plastic and goes in between the guitar strings. I have never noticed the spongy part of my Dampit deteriorated such that it was not useful. And in fact, I humidified my guitars or re-moistened the humidifiers for the guitars last night. And I took a good look at one of them, knowing I was going to speak about this today. And I see he's getting a little flaky at the top or at the clip end. And he's probably going to need replacement in the next few months. Anyway, it was a very good question. Thanks, Tara. I imagine you probably have an expensive iron at home too, and that's why you're asking about the distilled water. If you are a listener who is not one of my students, you can email a question for the question of the week. If I use it for the question of the week or in the take notes segment, you too will be sent a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. That wraps it up for this week's question about water. And here is the news. In the news this week, I'm back onto Taylor Guitars news. I'd like to tell you about their presentation series of guitars. Now, I could write a lot of things, but the truth is their little paragraph on the website about this series of guitars tells you everything you need to know. I will have pictures in the show notes, and I will link to it in the show notes. So let me just give you what they've written about these guitars. At every turn, the presentation series reveals the absolute finest in Taylor craftsmanship. We've reserved our finest sets of Cocobolo, paired them with premium Sitka spruce tops, and incorporated a contoured armrest in ebony with matching binding. Ultra-premium appointments include Greenheart abalone purfling bands that flank the guitar's edges and outline the fretboard, and a Cocobolo backstrap. The artistic centerpiece is a beautifully detailed Nouveau Vine fretboard inlay complemented by elegant headstock, torch, and bridge inlays. Offered with Gotha Gold tuners, and a bone nut and saddle, the presentation series can be ordered in all five body shapes with a choice of Venetian or Florentine cutaway. You have to take a look at this beauty in my show notes page. I will give you all the links, and if your budget allows, this might be the guitar of your life if you're looking for a beautiful, beautiful acoustic guitar. Well done, Bob. You can send my review guitar to me anytime. Let's move on to this week's Take Notes segment. My Take Note topic this week is about being prepared in the sense of having everything you need for a performance. Of course, you want to be prepared as well, and in terms of practice. There's no such thing as being over-practiced, unlike an athlete attempting an Olympic record where the training is planned so that the athlete's peak ability will likely manifest at the time of the important event. A musician can never be over-practiced, except for practicing excessively without a break and injuring their hands, arms, shoulders, neck, back, etc. Just yesterday, I saw and heard a trio of musicians performing, and I have to say performing quite well. I'm a dreadful critic, but they played beautifully. The guitarist had played out often but was young and rather carefree. As often happens, that old Murphy, famous for his namesake Law, dropped by. While she was playing, her pick flew out of her fingers. She looked flabbergasted just for an instant, but handled herself well. She remained cool and retrieved her pick, which didn't just drop on the floor, but it traveled a little distance. Now, of course, I know anyone can drop or break a pick while they're playing. Well, my picks probably wouldn't break, but that's another issue. Of course, it happens all the time. What many musicians who are not seasoned performers neglect is being prepared for every Murphy sighting they can imagine, and even the ones they can't imagine. The young woman that prompted this segment of Take Note should have had plenty of spare picks near enough for her to have not had to bend and grovel on the floor to retrieve the one that flew out of her grasp. that was the sign of not a very seasoned performer. There are stick-on pick holders that can affix to the guitar if you use traditional flat picks. A spare pick or two could have been in the strings in the head of her guitar, or she could have had a few in her pocket. By the way, pockets are really good if you perform for just such things as picks. Although she didn't use music, there was a music stand near her that she could have put a bunch of picks on, or she could have stood closer to the piano and put a few picks on it. There's always somewhere you can put an extra pick or two. I've seen pick holder necklaces, too, for you chicks. I think I've seen a unisex band bracelet pick holder, too, but I would not recommend you play with anything on your wrist that you don't always wear when you play. That's another way Murphy makes his presence known. There's also Gorilla Snot. No, I'm not being obnoxious. That's the name of a natural rosin product that is used by a lot of musicians, not just guitarists. Violinists and others use Gorilla Snot. It's a disgusting name, but we know the target market they have. It's great for keeping the pick on your fingers. You might want to try it and see if it helps you to hold on to the pick if you tend to get the dropsies when you play for people. Or if you have excessively sweaty hands, it's water resistant and it will hold your pick really well. It's an amazing product if you haven't used it. Picks are not the only performing mishaps. Even players who change their strings regularly and check them for wear every week have strings snap when they're playing. There isn't anything you can really do about it at the instant it occurs, and the disorientation caused by sudden missing strings is something that no one can explain to you. When it happens, you will understand what I mean. And it probably will happen to you once in your life. Always have an extra set of strings, a winder, pliers, wire cutters, and anything else you find handy for quick string changes. If you have never changed your strings, learn how to do it. It's like changing a tire. Perhaps you'd rather not have to, but you better know how to, just in case. Footstools and music stands, if you use them when you perform, are notorious for malfunctions. Have a plan B. If you are going to play for music, like in ensemble playing, have a few copies of your music with you. I'm not kidding. If you usually carry your music in some kind of binder or folder or folio, have the copies in your guitar case, not in there. Don't keep them all together. If you go through the trouble of making multiple copies, unless they're all in your guitar case, do not keep them together. I can't say this enough. If you leave your music in a cab or a hotel or a coffee shop and don't realize that until you get to the venue, the copies are of absolutely no use. Keep them with your guitar. Hopefully, you won't forget that. If you use an electronic tuner or the tuner of your acoustic electric guitar, be sure you have an extra battery or two with you. I shouldn't have to elaborate on that. If you lock your guitar case with a combination or key, be sure the combination is somewhere besides your head so you can access it if you just happen to forget it, and it can happen. If your guitar case locks and you lock it in transit, etc., be sure you know where the key is. If your case comes with two keys, keep them in different places, but with you at all times. So if you're playing every week at a club, or it's just your first school talent show or Battle of the Bands, be prepared for every contingency. I recall a young student of mine quite a while ago. He had someone find me in the audience right before he performed at school. He broke a string. He changed it. I mean, good for him. He was right on. But for the life of him, he was so flustered when it happened, he couldn't get the guitar in tune. Actually, he did a very wise thing. He knew what he could do, and he knew that he could not satisfactorily, in his state at that moment, get the guitar tuned. So he got someone he trusted and who he was sure could tune the guitar well and correctly. He was on stage in time without a second to spare. Because he could relax for a minute or so to tune the guitar, his performance went extraordinarily well. So really be prepared. Murphy is going to try to attack you every time you play. So just having all these things in your mind, and, you know, especially if you're new to performing, don't ever go out with just one pick. And don't ever go out and say, well, I just changed my strings last week, they're not going to break. And always have a second option for a mechanical breakdown of a music stand or a footstool. That's the Take Note segment for today. And it wraps up all the segments of episode 032. So let's move along to the outro. Experience Clapton is on the back of the mailer that Guitar Center has just recently sent out. And the winners are Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, and Randy Newman. Congratulations, Arthur, Brad, Elliot, and Julia. Great work last week. The presentation series by Taylor is breathtakingly gorgeous in every respect. And Murphy is going to go to hear you play. So be ready for him. I hope March, as it comes in as like a lion, will inspire you to master your guitar and settle for nothing less than excellence. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.